the topic of Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. Having done that, we're going to try to do some kind of review. As part of that, I wanted to correct something that I said the other day. When I was reviewing what we had done under the topic of getting help on Shabbos, and we talked about the topic of getting help from someone who isn't Jewish versus someone who's Jewish, or an adult versus a kid, and I said to you that the whole discussion about whether to ask a woman or to ask a man, that I wasn't going to put that on the final. So then I looked back at the final, and actually I am having it on the final because it's already submitted and it's a question there. So I felt bad. So therefore, as part of the final review, I do hope to also review that just to make sure because it's there. But first, let's finish the Bikur Cholim topic, and then we'll do the review. That was part of this. So what we had done was to talk about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim and whether you can do it on Shabbos. And we had three gemaras that indicate yes. The first gemara that we saw, Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Aleph, had a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, in which it said, Beis Shammai says there are a whole bunch of things you can't do on Shabbos, arrangements for a kid's shidduch, arrangements for a kid's education, and also we included in that Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim, looking after the sick and comforting mourners. And Beis Hillel said, no, you can do all of these things. And the Gemara on Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Beis was the second Gemara, and that said, with difficulty, they permitted doing Bikur Cholim on Shabbos, meaning that this was the view of the rabbis, that overall they said, all right, fine, we'll paskin like Beis Hillel, or alternatively, that even Beis Hillel had difficulty permitting it. The Tzitz Eliezer's view was that Beis Hillel had no problem. Beis Hillel said, of course it's permitted. It was the others who had difficulty permitting it. And then the third was that passage from the Gemara in Sukkah that described what people would do, holding their lulav, and one of the things was Bikur Cholim, all of which indicate that we do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I asked, what would have been the difficulty in doing Bikur Cholim on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Like, why wouldn't I do it on those days? And we gave two different explanations. One explanation, brought in the Shiltos, also in Rashi on the Gemara, is the issue of pain. You're going to look at somebody who's sick and see what they need and see their condition, or alternatively, you're going to go comfort somebody who just lost a relative. That's a painful experience. It should be a painful experience. If it's not painful experience, you know, check your empathy meter or something. I don't know. Like, why wouldn't it be painful? So you're not supposed to enter into painful situations on Shabbos and Yom Tov. These are supposed to be days of pleasure. So that would be one reason not to do it. The other reason not to do it is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the issue is v'daber davar, when Yeshaya says that you're not supposed to speak on Shabbos the way you do during the week. What that actually means is that you're supposed to limit your speech. You're not supposed to talk as much about empty things on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's really supposed to be about spiritual matters. That's the theme of the day. And what I suggested at the very end was that maybe this is a debate about how to read the Gemara, that first Gemara that we saw, because the first Gemara that we saw listed a whole bunch of things not to do that aren't about pain at all. Arranging the kid's shidduch is not an issue of pain, we hope. Arranging the kid's education may be painful for the kid, but for the parents, it's a good thing. So there's no pain involved there. So the Rambam seems to be reading that Gemara as all one thing, which is, it's all about talking about non-Shabbos things. So the issue with Bikur Cholim is it involves talking about non-Shabbos things. Whereas the She'iltos and Rashi are saying, no, the issue with Bikur Cholim is not about talking about non-Shabbos things. The issue is that it's painful. Those are the two possibilities. There's a very important difference between these two approaches. If I say the issue is, bless you, if I say the issue is you're talking about non-Shabbos things, then once we say you're allowed to talk about this on Shabbos because it's actually for a mitzvah, then it's even lechatchila. So in other words, I know somebody is sick. Okay, today is Wednesday, right? I know that somebody is sick. I know they're likely to be sick for the next week. Just whatever. I know that that's their condition. Come, you know, with your own scenario. Do I have to go see them today? You know, today's a busy day. well, tomorrow's also busy. You know what? I'm going to put it off. I'll go on Shabbos. I have time on Shabbos. Let me go see them on Shabbos. So you might say to me, Zrizin Makdim and LeMitzvos, right? We're supposed to do mitzvos as soon as we can. However, there's nothing wrong with me saying, you know, Shabbos is an easier day for me. Let me just do it on Shabbos. Assuming the whole issue was talking about non-Shabbos things because we decided this is okay for Shabbos. It's a mitzvah pursuit. Therefore, it's all right. Whereas, if the problem is you cause pain for yourself and that's inappropriate for Shabbos, then I really shouldn't be pushing this to Shabbos. I should be taking care of this on a day that's not Shabbos. If I can't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. If I can't do it tomorrow, I'll do it on Sunday. But I shouldn't be making myself endure a painful situation on Shabbos. So that's the difference between whether you say it's about pain or whether you say it's about a non-Shabbos type of activity. Yeah. So that's where we're going. That's what we have to pick up with. That's what we stopped with. Yeah.
I'm confused about the difference,
but if you say the issue, if you say that the objection would have been because you end up in these random conversations with the person there and it's not Shabbos oriented, we've defeated that by saying, yeah, but it's a mitzvah, and therefore it's okay topic to talk about on Shabbos. It's okay to have whatever conversations you have. It's called Cheftzei Shamayim. It's Hashem's needs. It's not about your personal whatever. So once I've said that, then it's 100% fine to do on Shabbos. It's a lechatchila. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. I don't need to apologize for it. I don't need to try to reschedule it. Go ahead and visit on Shabbos. Whereas if you say that the issue is you're causing pain for yourself on Shabbos, then it really should be something I do on a different day, if I have that option. That's the difference between the two.
So the stronger way to
the stronger reason not to do it would be, yeah, we'll end up being the pain one. So what is the psak? So if you take a look at source number one on your sheet, you find Rabbi Yosef Karo, a.k.a. the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, saying, Yecholim menachim aveilim b'shabbos, v'chein yecholim levak eres hachole. He says it's fine. You can go do it. It sounds like lechatchila, right? It sounds like what the Rambam was saying. Once we permit it entirely. It's okay. Go ahead and do it. However, when you get to the Achronim, they do seem to prefer during the week wherever possible. I brought you an example of that, the Magen Avraham in source number 2. Shechashishu Shema Yavo Lizok. They, the Achronim, later authorities, were concerned that you might be moved to cry out when you see that somebody is sick and they're suffering. Udaloka Osan Shekoyimos Hashavua Ein Hochen Rak Bashabas. He says, we don't like the idea that people Sunday to Friday have no interest in Bikur Cholim, and suddenly on Shabbos they're very frum, and now they're going to go visit everybody who's sick. Try visiting people during the week also. So the Magen Avraham says, we really would prefer that you visit people during the week if possible. And this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, this is brought in the Mishnah Brura, that it's better to do it during the week, but it's mutter to do on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura. Having said that, I'm now going to go back the other way and tell you there are specific reasons why you should visit people on Shabbos. And in particular, if they're in the hospital. There are very particular reasons to do so. Why? What would be the reasons? Yeah, Ayelet.
To make sure that they have a Shabbos experience. I think that's more of a Shabbos, but...
Yeah, but it's a very significant thing. It's not... Like, don't belittle it by calling it hashkafe.
No, not like... No, hashkafe is like not a bad thing, but like some people like say like, okay, like that's a nice answer, but like halachically, like why would you?
Right. If I had a hard halachic problem, like you're violating this isser by going, then that might override my concern for their atmosphere. But I don't. So absolutely that's an issue, and I will make that even broader and say not just about the Shabbos atmosphere, but the loneliness of the patient. Meaning this person is sitting there and they're used to, I hope, having a Shabbos experience with a community and a shul, with a home, with meals, with relatives. And now they're stranded there the entire day in the hospital because everybody else is too frum to go see them. Like that's awful. So that's a reason why you should go see them on Shabbos. Bailey. Magen Avraham was saying better not to do it on Shabbos because you could end up in a situation where, and he says you likely will end up in a situation where you're going to be very upset and pained by seeing them. So the Magen Avraham says, better to visit during the week. What I'm saying now is, separate from the Magen Avraham, that may be true. However, there is the loneliness of the patient to factor into this decision. Yeah. Hundred percent. No, 100%. He'll say you can. It's just that he doesn't want people to say, so all week long when I know somebody is sick, I'm just going to push it off till Shabbos. That's what he doesn't want to see happen. There's a second practical consideration, Natalie. Yeah. Well, that's the piece of loneliness that I'm talking about, which it's true. Shabbos atmosphere is a piece of it. It's especially powerful as a motivator because of the Shabbos aspect of it. But overall, there's this, just the fact that they're not likely to have visitors, you know, matters a great deal. Second piece of it, very, very important, is that the staff in the hospital should see people visit. This is something that unfortunately is a reality. People who work in hospitals are wonderful people. They are lishma people. They want to do what's right. They want to help people and so on. However, they tend to be extremely understaffed. It's the nature of the healthcare system. So that you may have, you know, three nurses in the unit for 40 patients. And how much time are they going to be able to spend looking in on individual patients? They have a lot of responsibilities and things that they have to take care of. And the result is that they will end up paying more attention to people who have visitors, because the visitors look in on them and say, well, this isn't being taken care of or whatever. And the nurses will tend to focus more on somebody who is being looked after. That's just a sad reality. So it's very important that the staff see people are looking after their care. That's another reason. Yes, Bailey.
Is there, like, you mentioned a little bit about, like, what happens if, like, the sick person wanted visitors and we're inherently causing them pain by not going to visit? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The reverse.
Right, so that's where I'm going.
All of the Shabbos,
right, that was where I went after the Magen Avraham. That was what I just said, right, about the whole atmosphere Shabbos for them and the loneliness thing. No, before the nurses thing. The first thing was the loneliness thing, and the second thing is the nurses.
Right, but I'm saying that the nurses' argument also, like, backs that up, that the nurses will be paying attention to people with visitors, and the people who don't have visitors will have them less.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Correct. There's also a third issue, which is brought in a sefer called the Seder Hayom. What is the Seder Hayom? Rabbi Moshe Ibn Machir was a Rosh Hashiva and Kabbalist in Tzfat in the late 16th century. And he talks about Davka visiting people who are ill on Shabbos. If you take a look at source number 3. Sorry? It's right there. If you look at the heading of number 3. V'kodem she'elech lebeiso. Before one goes home. Im yesh, meaning goes home from shul. Im yesh ezech chola levaker. If there's somebody who is ill to look in on. Or someone who is in mourning to comfort, or there's somebody you're going to visit to gladden, they're in their week of Sheva Brachos. So you should go to them after shul. And we do it more on Shabbos than during the week, for two reasons. He says, first of all, because you have time. You're not running around making a living on Shabbos. So therefore, he says it practically, it's easier. And then he says, Asheni, the second factor is, Mipneshu mechubad hayom mishaar hayamim, because it's more honored today than on other days, meaning it's, you know, you walk into somebody in the equivalent of jeans and a t-shirt, whatever it is. So, okay, so I came to visit, I'm looking in, and they're happy that I'm visiting. You come to them in Shabbos clothing. That's very refined. That's a way to visit somebody. He says, V'yeshlam abushim nikiyim, you have clean clothing, v'nefesh yesera, you have your nefesh yesera, your extra neshama of Shabbos, whatever that means, is a great discussion, not for right now. V'hu ra'oy lehiskabed. Now, this is a situation of honor. V'hala yeshlo nachas rachimo. And the person you visit will be really, really happy. Because they got a visit, not just a visit, but a visit. The ode, he also adds, Shebesibas kavod shabbos vadraso hu siyu alo lenachem ulo sameach v'havalei ki'ilu acher imo v'tovim ha'shnayim min ha'echad. He says further, the honor and beauty of Shabbos will actually inspire you to be more comforting. In other words, you're feeling better. When you come to somebody who, you know, you left work early in order to take the train or drive through traffic or whatever it is, and you finally get to them, you know, sometimes you sort of bring the street in with you. You know, it's not so appropriate, but it's a reality. You walk in and it's like, ugh, the traffic out there that I went through in order to get here. And so the person who's sitting there in the hospital bed is like, you know, I feel bad that I made you suffer like that. Yeah, why'd you do that? And now they're apologizing for the fact that you're visiting them. Whereas on Shabbos, you come in feeling good because it's Shabbos and you bring that atmosphere into the room, so it can actually be a real pick-me-up for the person you're visiting because you came to visit on Shabbos. That's a piece of it. You follow? Yes? Okay. And then the last piece of it, Reb Mordechai Eliyahu in his Ma'amar Mordechai in source number 4, he adds an additional note. Mordechai Eliyahu, aside from having been Sephardi chief rabbi, also a very serious Kabbalist. So he says, "Hine muskam b'achronim she'ena ro'oi l'chatchila l'chaven es bikro l'shabbos she'az panami malachto." He says the achronim agree, like we saw in the Magen Avraham, that you should not schedule your visit for Shabbos when you're not at work. Bifrat shino yachol espalo alav kibimos achol, especially because you can't daven like you would during the week. Ve'ula yitzta er miyisurei achola, and you might be pained by this patient's suffering. And he goes on to say, though, if that's your best time, then go. But then he says, third line in the Hebrew, second paragraph in the English, Uminog tov nagu b'Yerushalayim. They have a good practice in Yerushalayim. Shebaleil Shabbos hayuhochem levaker es achola. Friday night, they would go to look after the sick. Ve'atam leminog zeh. Why? Kedei shamal achim hamalavim es ha'adami beis haknesses lebeiso yitztarfu avhem lebirkas hamevaker v'yanu amein. You know the Gemara in Shabbos? You learn the song about it in like kindergarten. There are two malachim, one good and one bad, right? You know that song? Some of you nodding yes. Sorry? No? Okay. It's an Ashkenazi thing. So the Gemara in Shabbos talks about the idea that when you leave shul Friday night, there are malachim who escort you to your home, and they see what kind of Shabbos you're having. And in the event that the table is set nicely and people are having a proper Shabbos, then they give you a bracha. Unfortunately, if things aren't so nice, then it's the other way around. That's the origin, potentially the origin, of Shalom Aleichem. Right, you're saying Shalom Aleichem to the malachim who are visiting. It's also potentially connected to the midrash about the neshama yisera, the idea that there's some kind of special added spiritual aspect on Shabbos, and that's being ushered in with these malachim potentially, according to some. So the point is, Reb Mordechai Eliyahu says, if you go to visit the person who's sick, then the malachim join you in the bracha for the person you are visiting. So that's another reason to do it. So for those who are looking for the hierarchy of reasons that we value to do it, right, the halacha, hashkafa, kabbalah, right, I don't know which one you want to prioritize, but you've got, you have all three schools.
I feel like this is so simple, because, like, I don't think somebody wants to be visited nonstop one day, and then there's a week before everyone.
That's true. No one wants to be visited just one day a week. That's a fair statement. However, we're counterbalancing a tendency to davka not visit on Shabbos. So we're giving you a lot of reasons to go then. There's still going to be a lot of people who are going to say, I don't want to go on Shabbos. I don't want to ruin my Shabbos. Or it's too far for me to walk on Shabbos, or whatever it is. Hopefully they'll get the visitors during the week as well. Yeah. Yes, Ayala.
So is there a hierarchy, or is it just like a night of like a couple of answers?
So, unclear. That's the answer. Except that if there's a halachic consideration, one way or the other, it's going to come first.
Okay.
If there's a pure halachic consideration, it will come first. But the upshot in general of Bikur Cholam is there is real value to visiting on Shabbos. If you know no one else is visiting, there is special value to visiting them on Shabbos. If they're going to have visitors on Shabbos anyway, so then yes, so maybe you go during the week. That would be a potential approach to this. Yeah.
What would the neshama
yeah. go visit them and they'll be with you. What is Neshama Yisera?
No, my point with the Neshama Yisera was, well, which was, there are two. One was my comment, which is that the Malachim coming to the person may be bringing the Neshama Yisera. That was just a side note. The other, though, was Moshe ibn Machir, in source number 3, did mention the extra neshama as somehow your atmosphere is better when you walk in the room. Part of this has to do with what neshama yisera is altogether. Meaning, you have the purists who say it means an extra soul, but the tendency supported by Rashi and others, it just means a peace of mind, an element of calm that a person experiences on Shabbos that they can't experience during the week. So you walk into somebody's room with that kind of state of mind, you're a better visitor. That's really the issue. I remember vividly when I was in Smicha, I had a class with Rabbi Dr. Maurice Lamb, Olav HaShalom. He was on the Jewish Way in Death and Mourning. So he talked about, before you go into a hospital room to visit people, pausing and just making sure you are in the frame of mind to visit, that you know what you're going to talk about, and it helps. It'll help to, you know, provide for the person being visited a much better experience. Okay. So that wraps up the Bikur Cholim topic. I was going to also talk about issues that come up, bless you, in the hospital when visiting. I gave you a link on the sheet, source number 5, to a good article on the Star K's website. The issues that come up are like doors, hospital robots, stairwells that have cameras in them and have a locked door to get into the stairwell, the beds that respond, you put your hand on the bed and the bed will actually shift, especially like in an ICU type of a bed, bathrooms that have sensors to activate things like that. So none of that is going to be on the final, except that it is all Torah that is good to know on a very practical level, so I would recommend looking at that information at some point. Clear? Okay? So that's the Bikur Cholim topic. And